Tennessee presents The Press Box. Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpet in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpet. The Press Box is your source for Ellis County High School sports. And now, here's tonight's show.
And here is tonight's show. And Yo-Yo...
Yeah.
Our exquisite producer, I was reaching over here into the filing cabinet, about to pull out the file for one Mike Fay.
You gonna write him up again?
I was good. Yes. And do you realize how thick this file is getting, Yo-Yo? We got to get it. We either got to just throw some of the entries away or get a bigger filing cabinet. One of the two.
Tiny young Mike.
Young tiny Mike. With all that being said, once again.
Right,
he pulls a rabbit out of his watusi.
Yes.
And shows up in the very last second.
And
with,
I mean,
with only moments to spare.
I mean, last second. I was counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Exactly. And he rolls in here. Welcome to the program, Mike Fay.
It's good to be here.
And I'm so glad. Look, and he's so smooth.
A little bit.
Cool hand, Mike.
To that very, very, very. See where the neck. Keep going. Keep going. Keep
there you
going.
Go.
Right. All right. So, and he, but look yeah, at how no. cool he thinks he is with his sunglasses on. Still hadn't taken them off.
Oh, I got mine over here too.
Is that the new look?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Since we're on radio and nobody can see us, we're going to wear sunglasses.
Of course, I am staring right through the window, looking over Yo-Yo's shoulder and our.
We have a guest in studio, and you show up late.
Our athletic director, I'm staring him in the eye thinking right now that I am have my hands together praying that what a blessing that my children are out of the athletic.
That's right. Right. Yeah. No longer participate in Waxahachie ISD athletic.
Not present conduct reflect one's attitude or effort.
Exactly.
Or any of that.
But when the kid shows up late, you remember dad that's giving them a ride to practice.
Right on. But hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are glad to be here. We are back. Everybody's here. And I think most importantly, the one pink elephant in the room.
That's it. And I've already fussed at him.
But
go ahead.
Get you some. But hey, one Yo-Yo Dave is back in the crib, too.
He's back here.
Back in the saddle.
He gave us a scare. There it is.
That's
yeah, Bombadita.
Oh,
no, I mean, Yo-Yo literally thought he would be a Yo-Yo himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Just in and out, up and down. Damaged the
foundational integrity of a medical office building close by.
Right.
Actually, I was getting out of my wife's car, going into the wound care clinic at Charlton Methodist Hospital.
Yeah.
I got my feet tangled up, spun around backwards, landed on my back and bopped my head
on the turf.
On the cement.
Well, I know that's what it means.
Spun around backwards. So, are you working on your moves in the paint or something?
I had watched figure skating the night before.
He was doing what is known as a triple Lutz.
Yeah, no. but Mikey, in your haste to getting to work on time, you might not
actually.
Realize this.
I left work early to get to here on time, but continue.
Really?
Okay. Not to be one to interstitial correct you, sir.
So what I really think is happening here, because there's a little bit of tidbit to this whole deal that you haven't experienced or understand yet.
Continue.
Yo-Yo leaves out of here as Yo-Yo, but he comes back with the persona and the ego of me. Because he rolls in, he's got his own driver.
Back then, I didn't have quite the ego that I have now.
Right? That's right. I complain about my personalized parking spot. Yo-Yo rolls in today with a driver.
That's right.
A chauffeur.
Okay, I have a question. And I'm going to create a pick list. Was it A, Jeeves, B, Cadbury, or...
It was Dearly Beloved.
Or Cato.
No.
It was Dearly Beloved.
It was Dearly Beloved.
The Green Hornet,
right.
By the way.
I am not allowed to drive for up to a year.
A year?
Yeah, because I got double vision from the fall.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, double vision.
It's the foreigner.
Yeah, foreigner.
God.
Okay, and, I'm going to say one thing.
So I do have. Go ahead. Continue. You're not going to say one thing. That's another statement.
Because that would be a very boring radio show. But I'm going to say one thing about this topic. When it comes to yo-yos, dearly beloved,
and this is cranial injury topic, right?
This is dearly beloved topic.
Oh, dearly beloved.
In my very quick assessment, and I'm good at assessing people very quickly.
Yes.
Yo-Yo grossly outkicked his coverage. Oh. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm well above my batting
average. That's all I'm saying.
You're talking about, like, Miss Yo-Yo?
Well above my batting average.
Miss Yo-Yo, who's sitting out there waiting on Mr. Yo-Yo when the show is over, grossly outkicked his coverage.
I sure did.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it.
To make sports reference to marital bliss, he outkicked his coverage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, or I like to always say to another euphemism is you're over your skis.
Yeah, way over.
If you're into
skis.
The alpine sport, yeah, that's right.
Way over.
And you know, just so you know, here on the Press Box, we cover all sports.
All sports.
Did you see that tie-in right there?
Even I did.
Did you see that?
You're right, but that's what I was doing. So that was a double tie-in.
So
I guess is there such thing in radio as a double tie-in, Yo-Yo?
It's not a double entendre.
There's a double entendre.
I still don't even know what that is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are so happy to have the band back together again.
Yeah, we are.
Even though one of our band members now deserves transportation for him, we are glad he's here. And
absolutely.
Glad he's here healthy. Now, as we then take that and do as men do, we'll put that back in that box. Let's open up this one.
Okay.
We got some things to talk about tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We have an in-studio guest that we're highly excited about, and that
highly
is
started.
Waxahachie, your athletic director, one Brian Rogers.
Yep.
And
in-house.
No question. Which we'll bring him on here in a bit, but so excited to be able to.
I got a bone to pick with Chad.
Okay, well, hold on. Put a pin in that, sir. So, hold on.
This is the portion of the show, Yo-Yo, where Mike is reading the agenda.
So we'll come back to that in the public comments.
That's where the press box has to take a quick non sequitur to actually act like a radio show.
I didn't get my run sheet.
My bad. That was my bad.
Yeah. Well, Chad's got some of his interns. Yo-Yo are still in spring break.
That's right.
That's so right. Yeah.
Maybe all of them.
I think it's because they're enrolled in multiple colleges.
Right.
Some of them through our criminal justice system.
Yes.
Where do you go to school, sir?
In multiple colleges.
Yeah.
Gino.
It's a TCJC.
It's a complicated thing. It's hard to talk about, by the way. But anyway, here's what we're excited about. We get to talk to our own athletic director here at the WISD, and certainly looking forward to that. A couple other things, though, I think worth mentioning, you know, as we, you know, think about not just in our little mix, but maybe, you know, a segment to follow is bringing people up to speed on our performance in track, because the girls varsity won a track meet.
Is that right?
Last week.
Wow.
And we've got some track to discuss, which, looking at my build and my svelteness. And,
yeah, you know, you're a sprinter, right?
Well,
distance?
Like cat-like reflexes.
Right.
I'm more of a decathlete.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're good with the javelin.
That's right. I do the javelin catch. It's different. It's just it brings your mortality into question if you miss.
I got you. You got to have guts.
Yes. Well, yes.
At least once.
In more ways than one.
Damn, Yo-Yo, he is on a roll,
bro. This is supposed to be a sports talk show, and boy, we waste a lot of people's time.
This is what we call the lifestyle segment.
The lifestyle segment,
Yo-Yo. This is
Yo-Yo.
That segment of your show where, you know, we're sitting around in furniture in, like, a sensible room with, like, let's say, I don't know, like, neutral gray and blues.
Okay.
And, you know what I mean? And just, like, a little casual fire.
Are you wearing a maroon velvet smoker's jacket?
There's no question. With a cigarette.
Okay.
In a smoking stick is what I'm doing.
Oh, a smoking stick.
I'm looking like
a male.
So now
you're the penguin?
No, I'm the male. No, check. Hey, Yo-Yo.
Writing that one down.
Right. No, not the penguin. I'm thinking more of a male version of Cruella de Vil.
Oh, okay.
High-end fashion.
Yeah. A male version of Cruella de Vil
is not
the penguin,
you clown.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
You could have went the Hugh Hefner route, but oh no, you had to throw in the cigarette with the extender.
Ken Roberts, please
Save us.
Please.
So, yeah, so I think there's some track and field to talk about because.
So I'm just taking a shot here. So if they won a track meet, was that the big green track meet right here? Their
negative.
Home meet? Okay,
negative.
I missed it. My
nope.
bad.
You know what? From a radio perspective, I'll be prepared to talk about that in our third segment.
But, okay. Fantastic.
But I'll bet you the gentleman that we have this next go around would probably have some answers to that.
I bet he would.
Because he is.
He's sharp.
He's the grand potentate.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about a couple things that I want to share with you guys as I'm coming in and I'm giggling a little bit. But Yo-Yo, and don't even look surprised when I tell you this, but just as you look at me through the glass and we make eye-to-eye contact and I ask you, true or false, that somewhere every time in the show we have a shameless Chad-authored A&M shoe-in.
Yeah, and that's what I got my bone to pick with.
Well,
about.
Where I'm going with this is, right now
we're going to talk about missed free throws.
No, but there's a situation here where ordinarily he will look for some sort of like tangential, you know, just some distant star that he is tying in some A&M reference,
just a mere morsel.
Yeah, but tonight we really have something, and he hadn't even bubbled up. He hadn't even told me his man. So anyway, moving on. But we are going to talk about.
I'm totally lost with where you were going with that.
You know,
we'll
so am I. That's where I'm.
We'll pick back up later.
Now we're
going
to punt it over there to our producer, and he's got a bone to pick. So time for some. How about some bone picking music?
Let's see. Do I got any bone picking music? Let's see. I got something.
Right. Give us a little bad music for your bone to pick.
How about this? All right. So last night I'm.
You're tuned
diligently.
In.
Watching basketball. I've been watching basketball all day.
NCAA men's basketball tournament sports.
Yeah, the March Madness. Yeah.
Yep. Country League.
And I've been waiting. I've been waiting all day for Houston and A&M to play. I waited all day for that.
All day.
Now, if my bracket hadn't have been busted on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. You're a Kentucky fan, you're saying?
How did your bracket get busted on Tuesday when they hadn't even played yet?
I went 1-for-1 in the play-in games. So.
Oh, you had the extended bracket.
Yeah, so.
My bracket got busted in the play-in games?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Yale, of all places, tearing it up. So I'm waiting all day thinking, man, this is going to be a great basketball game. I'm looking forward to it. But I think Houston's got the edge. I think they got the edge. I think they're going to do it.
Yep.
What? 2 seconds left? The guy from A&M falls on his back and throws it through the hoop for a and one? And ties the game.
And the he hit a three, and that tied the game to take them to overtime. Yes, that's how we roll.
That's how I gave up. I said I can't wait this long. So.
Yeah, but I hope you lost $1,000 betting against the Aggies. I'm just saying.
I didn't bet against them. I just said I thought Houston was good because my bracket, but the final two that I have in my bracket are UConn and Houston.
Mm. Well, you didn't do your homework. I'm just telling you. So A&M played Houston to a very close game earlier in the season. Houston did win.
Right.
But there was a lot of talk about that game and how tight it was going to be, and there were a lot of sportscasters and commentators.
It might be one of the best games.
By far, it's been the best game so far in the tournament.
Hold on to your hats, folks.
Of the 32 games that have now been
A&M
played,
Homer.
Number one.
Yep. Well, let's set the stage, though, because I think one thing that we have to respect is here goes Chad. Chad is going to go on his chatatorial about, you know, the
– Yep, it's role.
No, but you should because you should be excited. But I just want to say that – Last night, my wife hung in there just with you.
Yeah, there you go.
And I just have to say this. I gave up when they were down by 8 and went to bed.
Yep.
And then
don't ever quit on an Aggie.
Fast forward, I hear a squeal come out, woke me up, went in there. Oh, my goodness. And then by the time I left there and came back, the OT was over. But
that's it.
But Chad, continue on with.
Well, it was a highly touted game. There were a lot, as I mentioned, there were a lot of commentators expecting it to, there were a lot of people picking A&M. It's just because of the matchups. And we have one kid named Wade Taylor, and bless his heart, he had a horrible night. If they would have just made some free throws, they'd have won by 10 They missed at that point. They had missed 15 free throws. So if they had made 10 of them, they'd have won by 10. And it was just so sad because when you're an Aggie fan, I mean, a great result is just making it to the second week of that tournament. All we want to do is just come back next week, you know, and play in the Sweet 16. And man, we were just so close, and just
it was so close.
Just and gave it up.
So. I was biting my fingernails and everything else because I don't have any money bet on my bracket because you know I always come in last. But I always, you know,
well, you should bet against yourself then.
I like
then
to have,
score big.
Well, you know, I like to have the I like to try to figure out the two teams I think is going to make it.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
That's my bone picking.
There you go. We got an in-house guest. Let's go to a commercial.
Yes, we do. We are so excited about that. And as promised, ladies and gentlemen, we do have the athletic director of one WISD here. And as, when we get back, that's
the
one
new athletic director.
The new athletic director. And that's the great Mr. Brian Rogers. And when we get back from break, we're going to jump all in that and hear what he's got to tell us.
All right, before we do that, let's talk about Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning in Waxahachie, providing the superior HVAC expertise that you demand for the highest quality results for your AC repair and your heating needs. Call Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning today at 972-634-2566. 972-834-2566. I'll get it in a minute. To learn more about all of their HVAC contractor services, that's Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning. Back with more right after these messages on your hometown radio, KBEC.
If you are ever in need of a wrecker service, call Topro Wrecker Service at 972-938-3221. They're the pros that can give you a tow. Topro handles small and heavy towing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Danny and his crew have been serving this area since the year 2000. Let them put their experience to work for you. Call 972-938-3221 or email at towprowax@gmail.com. Topro Wrecker Service.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based off preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Join us in downtown Midlothian Saturday, April 6th from 2 until 8 for a celebration of Texas culture. Brought to you by Hometown Radio KBEC and our friends at the Midlothian Chamber of Commerce. Enjoy Texas wineries, craft breweries, food trucks, local artisans, live music, and shopping. Limited wine and beer bags available, so pre-order your tickets now. 972-723-8600 or visit MidlothianChamber.org for more information. Hometown Radio KBEC. Keep building Ellis County.
Hometown Radio, KBEC.
And now, back to the Press Box on KBEC.
And we are back right here on the Press Box at KBEC World Headquarters, World Broadcast Headquarters, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM. I'm Chad Hicks, alongside Mike Fay, Tiny Mike Fay, under the exquisite production, as always, of Yo-Yo Dave. And I say as always, it's always when he's here. The last couple of weeks he hadn't been here, but we're so proud to have you back, Yo-Yo.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, thank you for coming back. Thank you for being chauffeured back. Thanks to your chauffeur for getting you back. How about that?
Yeah. We'll have to do a burnt offering later.
So. Yeah, okay. something like that. If your spousal unit out there who chauffeured you to the station needs anything, just have her refer to one of my interns.
Okay, I will. I'll ask.
Okay.
Why did one of the cone heads walk in our broadcast studio right now?
Anyway, hey, let's get serious. We got a great guest and somebody I'm excited to talk to. So a couple of weeks ago, an announcement was made. As a lot of our listeners may know, WISD, Waxahachie Independent School District, had been on a search for a new athletic director, as our previous athletic director had found, let's call it a greener pasture, I guess, in his mind anyway, moved over to Mansfield. But got in touch with Brian Rogers as quick as I can, and in our studio now, live with us, is one Mr. Brian Rogers. How you doing?
Good evening. You guys are having way too much fun.
Oh, man, I tell you what. So the first question that I always ask every athletic director.
Okay. Uh-oh, here we go.
You obviously, I know of one guy that became an athletic director through the training ranks. He was a trainer, and trainers don't ever like to be called coach. But most of them were a coach before they became an athletic director. So how should we address you? Can we call you Coach? Do we call you Brian? Do we call you Mr. Rogers?
I would prefer Coach Rogers.
Coach Rogers. All right, you got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Good deal. Well, welcome to the show. You've been sitting there patiently. We appreciate it for 24 minutes, and we've pretty much wasted all 24 minutes of your time. We apologize for that, but now we're about to get serious, right? And I even say that jovially. I think you've probably figured out who we are or what little we are about and all that. But anyway, so I've learned a little bit about you already. For some reason, Coach, I was under the impression that you were originally from Waxahachie, but that's not the case, right?
No, sir. So, I grew up. Well, some would say near West Texas in a small town called Olney, Texas.
Okay.
Home of the Cubs.
Olney.
Olney, Texas.
Home of Don Adams.
How far is that from Breckenridge?
It's about an hour.
Yeah, it's not too terribly far. But you're in the same neck of the woods Mikey.
My parents live at Possum Kingdom Lake, which is right down the road from Breckenridge.
That's so terrible.
Yeah.
Golly. God on it.
So have you ever jumped off a Hell's Gate? I'm just asking.
No, I have not.
Okay.
Don't plan on it.
Okay. Good deal.
Hey, Coach.
Just have to ask.
I haven't either.
Yeah. All right.
Had I done so, you'd have seen something epic like a tidal wave scurry across.
I'm full of useless nonsense information. But Olney, Texas is the home of Don Adams, who is a billionaire Aggie. I'm just going to say that. And it's also the home of Air Tractor, where you get all your crop dusting airplanes. See?
Absolutely.
I know my geography, Mikey. Well, you just sit back
importantly
and watch, dude.
Home all of right. one, Brian Rogers.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's get serious again. We're going to have to get serious a bunch to catch up. But anyway, all right, so you're from Olney. Where did you go to school? How'd you become a coach?
Well, my dad was my high school coach.
All right, I can reflect that.
So, you know, this is all I've known. This is all I've always wanted to do, you know, starting as far as I can remember growing up in a small town. Coaching looks different than it does in a 6A high school.
Boy, doesn't it?
So, yeah. From moving the old water pipes and tilling the pits and you name it, I got voluntold to do it.
A lot, right? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just from day one, knew this was what I always was called to do.
Yep.
My older sister went into coaching. My younger brother is coaching right now, currently as well. So, we're just a coaching family.
Oh, wow. Cool. So, what about school? Where were you educated?
I went to Hardin-Simmons University in Abilene.
Yes.
They started football that year, and I was on the inaugural football team.
Oh, wow,
so,
cool.
Got to work through
what
that
What year
phase.
Are we talking about there?
1990.
Okay.
Nice. 1990. So,
nice.
Started GA in there after I played.
Yeah.
Coach Jimmy Keeling, which is a great mentor.
Yeah.
He's a president of THSCA in Division III football. So great, great mentor there.
How long did you GA, Coach?
2 years. Worked while I was finishing my master's.
So can I stop for a moment and share? I played at UTA.
Okay.
And I played 4 years, and then they canceled our program. But I had another year, and I wanted to GA for one reason and one reason only. Granted, I'd serve the coaches. I'd break down film back in those days. But what I wanted to be able to do was walk out there in shorts with one of those pit hats on while all those clowns are all in full pads. crushing it, sweating, Texas 2 days, and I'm like, hey, man, I feel good.
It's nice. Right. So don't forget the lanyard hanging out of your pocket.
At all. But, Coach,
with the whistle on.
Be honest with us, and did you ever do that once, maybe?
I don't think so, because I was on the other side of that not too long before then.
You bet. So, no, same here. I wanted to be able to turn around and those younger underclassmen, now that I didn't have to go full pads. And
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. But anyway, so, I stopped down, but continue.
Go ahead. So, Coach, I'm in a small world, you right here. So, as I told you before the show, I'm originally from Richmond, Rosenberg, Texas. I went to Lamar Consolidated High School. And Jimmy Keeling was our head coach when I was probably in grade school.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He is.
Yeah.
Is he
still with us?
Yes.
He's got to be long in the tooth.
He is the best.
Yeah. So. Good deal. All right. So back on track here. All right. So you go to Hardin-Simmons. So then where did you coach first, or what, when you?
Right out of college. The best thing I did in college was meet my wife.
All
number
right.
One. She was from the Euless Bedford area.
Okay.
I was always, the small town guy. I thought that was going to be my calling.
Mm-hmm.
She won. So we moved, got married right out of college, moved to the Metroplex.
Yeah.
My first job was at Irby MacArthur High School.
I got you.
Under Johnny Ringo.
Okay. So now I'm going to go small world on you again.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Johnny Ringo's father-in-law is Charlie Spano. And he coached with my dad.
Are y'all talking,
his son,
like,
Greg
mafia?
Spano, and I are great friends to this day. He's a swim coach at Temple. So it's kind of weird. But I've known Tammy Spano most of my life. Yeah. So, all right. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
So stayed there 1 year. Our offensive coordinator during the time, Dwayne Osborne, accepted the job at Red Oak, Texas.
Okay.
So after one year, we moved out to Red Oak, and that was 96 or 97. Obviously, Red Oak has changed quite drastically since then.
Yeah.
And then my next stop, don't know if I need to say this on air or not, but left Red Oak and went to Ennis for 11 years with
Sam. Right. Hey, we like Arrow. Ennis. We talk about Ennis. Yeah,
so,
we
do. Was blessed to win a couple of state championships there. Yeah. And, when Coach Harrell
– Oh, yeah.
When Coach Alvarez came in, I stayed on Coach Alvarez. He's a great guy, by the way. I don't know if you ever met Jack. Man, fantastic guy. When they transitioned in, I actually went back to Irby MacArthur after that.
Okay.
And then a year later, ended up being at Irby Nimitz as the head football coach for 9 years.
Wow.
And then
wow.
that led into the executive director of athletics at Irby ISD after that. So that's kind of a quick
rundown. Yeah, and that's cool. That's really cool. I'm always interested in the, the flow or the career or whatever of – as people work through a school system, from teaching and coaching and head coaching, just that whole progression or whatever. And that's good. We're excited about that, right? It sounds like your perfect, your experience anyway is exactly what we need here, because obviously we got a new school about to be built, So
that's what they say.
Yeah. So we're about to talk about that a little bit.
Coach, right? So, you coached so many years. What happens to someone, we've talked to a lot of people that have gone through that transition, but talk to us about maybe your journey from leaving the coaching to getting into a leadership into that executive level that you're at. One, what's the journey like? But more importantly, what motivated you to go that direction? What led you to do that role?
That is a great question. You get into this business, and it's truly a calling. It's truly your passion. It's your why. Kids are always have been my why.
Yeah.
As I've gotten a little older, time changes a little bit, and your why changes a little bit. And in this new role, I'm still fighting. I'm still doing the best I can for our kids. It just looks a little different now.
Yeah.
But also, I'm in a role now to help mentor coaches as well. And, as I'm getting a little bit more seasoned, and we have some little younger coaches coming in.
Well put, by the way. I like it.
I think that is definitely excites me to know that I may be able to do what Coach Jimmy Keeling did for me when I was growing up.
Yes, sir.
And you can't always do that being a coach, But in my new role, not only do I get to serve the kids of WISD, but I also get to serve the coaches as well. And that really excites me. And that's kind of where I am in my journey of life right now in the coaching side of it.
So let's back up just a second, because you've mentioned a couple of times now about Jimmy Keeling and the impact that he had on your life. But you also mentioned that your dad was your high school coach, right? As a high school player, and obviously you're at that age and mindset and all of that of a high school kid, was it difficult or even possible? I mean, did you look at your dad as a coach or as a dad? Or was it possible to even make that differentiation?
It's funny you ask. Just depends how good we were doing that Friday night. He was actually the defensive coordinator, and it never failed. And I was the quarterback, you know, at a small town. Never failed. Any time I'd throw interception, they'd always go score the next series. It never failed. So you'd always have to jog off the field.
Yeah.
Being addressed by your coach / dad, like, thanks, son, you know.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Right.
But it's really neat. I got to coach my kid. It's a really neat deal, but you do have to separate sometimes of coach and dad. But he's always dad.
See, I'm way too much of a smart aleck, because as I jogged off, if my dad was a defensive coordinator, my line would be, "Hey, dude, I'm just trying to let you showcase your talents, put your defense out there, and see what y'all can do." Right? But I have a feeling your dad was probably like mine, and that you wouldn't get away with that for very long, right?
I'm going to tell you what I wouldn't have said, and that's that.
That's that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Coach, and by the way, we're here with Coach Brian Rogers, Waxahachie High School or WISD's new athletic director, and Coach, you know, I guess, first off, just for the layman person who's thinking, or even someone who's in business or has got some leadership insight, but when one thinks about being an athletic director of an ISD like this, what are you, you know, do you put together goals every year? What are those things that you as an athletic director, or maybe athletic directors anywhere, are measured by? Are there hard set goals like that? Are they, hey, your program's got to win this much, or you've got to graduate this many kids? I mean, what does that look like for somebody who doesn't know, that just wants to have some insight to that?
That's a really good question. I don't really talk about goals. I talk about standards.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I understand the standard here at WISD. You know, man, we got a great school district, great programs right now. Hopefully I'm here to add some value where I can. Being on the job literally 2 weeks, I've already figured out, man, I've got a great support staff around me. I mean, we have some outstanding administrators here in WISD, and we have some outstanding coaches. So I'm still kind of getting my boots on the ground and getting the lay of the land, but this place is in really, really good shape. To me, wins are judged different ways. To me, wins are not always judged by what the scoreboard reads at the end of the game. You know, we have some programs in town that may have had a little bit more success than others, so wins are going to look different. You know, we're always trying to grow, we're always trying to become better, but in that, through competition, we're growing our young men and women. Hopefully when they leave our programs 4 years later, they're better because of athletics.
Yeah.
And we talk about the community piece and the community development, the character building, along with the competition. That's what's great about sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
It teaches you so much more than just wins or losses. It teaches you about life, perseverance, hard work, dedication, getting up early in the morning, staying late at night, being disciplined. And again, some of those things are not measurable until later on in life.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to pride our coaches on, is not only how we succeed in the competition piece, but what do our student athletes look 5, 10, 15 years down the road in society, in our community.
Yeah. Are there opportunities that we have as an ISD, maybe even speaking from a parent standpoint of, you know, as you said, you know, as you're here, and you know, a lot of us have looked up to that office and looked to that office for guidance. But you know, what opportunities do you see for the ISD moving forward that maybe, not that they haven't been recognized, but maybe there hadn't been enough resource to move forward with, let's say? And would there be a call to order from listeners and parents like myself to say, but you know, you guys can help us, and this is what you can do to help all of us as you walk into a new leadership role? You know, maybe from that perspective, you know, what opportunities does our program have where community members and interested parents can contribute to help the cause?
You know, community support's always warranted, always needed.
Right.
We always talk about parent support, but it's more than just parents. It's a true community. And just get out and support. Be involved. I know we partnership with a lot of different people in the community. Our athletic programs do, as we talked about earlier, about some community service. But that's a really great question. But I think 2 or 3 or 4 months down the road, I could probably answer that better.
Yeah. Yeah.
From my seat. But I know, again, we're always striving and looking to see how we can become better, not only through the wins and losses, but through the support right. of the community and what we can do to give back. I think giving back is huge.
You bet.
Yeah, in anything you do, right. we need to be servants to the community and give back, and looking forward to what that looks like here.
Yeah, well, and by all means, we want to have you back, and boy, you know, whatever we can do to help to support that effort.
Coach, I've got several more questions. Do you got some time? We need to go to break and sell a few things. Could you stick around with us?
Absolutely.
All right.
Awesome.
Yo, let's go sell some stuff. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Coach Brian Rogers, our new athletic director here in Waxahachie.
Equipment cluttering up your backyard? Jet skis taking up space in your driveway? Whether you need an extra closet or garage, Access Self-Storage has the space for you. Meet the friendly, helpful managers who live on site with state-of-the-art surveillance and electronic entry systems. In Red Oak at 561 East Ovilla Road and in Midlothian at 1630 North Highway 67. Committed to safety, security, and service. Access Self-Storage.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for about $10 a month with no annual contract? It's possible with Whole Home Connect, your internet superstore. The internet's grown up over the years. There used to be maybe one provider. Now you have multiple choices that you may not even be aware of. Whole Home Connect can help you. With one phone call, they will show you the best internet deals available in your neighborhood. And yes, we have deals as low as $10 a month with no annual contracts. Whole Home Connect is your one-stop discount store for all your internet needs. It's time to upgrade your internet plan and save money. Call right now for a free quote and to learn about internet plans starting at $10 a month with no contracts.
Call now, 800-257-1632, 800-257-1632. Again, that's 800-257-1632.
Join Hometown Radio KBEC. We'll be broadcasting live from the 2024 Ellis County Youth Expo running March 20th through March 30th at the Ellis County Expo Center. From creative arts judging to rabbit show, ag mechanic build-off, broilers and peewee market lambs, the swine show, the day in the ring, and a whole lot more, including the big sale of champions Saturday, March 30th at noon. KBEC and our broadcast partners salute the youth of Ellis County participating in the 2024 Expo. Brought to you by Claxton Shoes Cars, The Nay Company, and the UPS Store in Ennis.
And now, back to the Press Box on KBEC.
And we are live right back here at the World Broadcast Headquarters of KBEC Radio. This is the Press Box. I'm Chad Hicks alongside Mike Fay under the exquisite production of Mr. Yo-Yo Dave Van Zandt, who's back in action after a short time off. Glad to have you back, Yo-Yo. And we are continuing our conversation with one Brian Rogers, the new athletic director for Waxahachie ISD. And, Coach, we appreciate you being on with us tonight. Thank you for sticking around for a second segment. I want to kind of, well, You mentioned, or you touched on this a little bit ago, but it sounds like you're coming into a pretty healthy situation. Yeah. I mean, our football program is really good at the moment, playing tough and very competitive. Basketball is very competitive, definitely on the men's side of things anyway. Baseball is, softball is as well. I mean,
Just want to track meet.
Yeah, we just want to track meet, it sounds like, you know. So all that is pretty healthy.
Yep. So you feel like do you have I think you're walking into a good situation. I mean, that's one thing, but, you know, talk to us about what you think about the state of affairs with our sports, and do you have any ideas early on of, you know, is there some infrastructure, you know, goals that are in front of us there or anything like that that you at least are privy to in your first 2 weeks?
Good. Absolutely. You know, just to brag on a few more programs, we did, you know, we did send a state qualifier in cross country this year.
That's right, sure did. That's right, yeah.
This past weekend, we sent two male powerlifters to the state powerlifting tournament. Last weekend, we sent three females to the state powerlifting meet. Actually, tomorrow, our boys soccer team is playing the bi-district game up at Waco ISD Stadium at 7:30 tomorrow, so the boys are starting their playoff run in soccer tomorrow. So got the track team going to Texas Relays this weekend. So as you guys said, you know, a lot of programs doing a lot of good things. Getting back to the infrastructure, obviously it's no secret, Waxahachie ISD is growing.
Fast.
And you know, we'll have Waxahachie Creek before too long. So definitely I think that's going to be important. Worked in a multi-school district before I got here. We had three high schools, eight middle schools, so I know what the logistics of that looks like.
Right.
And you know, that's exciting to me to go through this process with the community of opening the second high school. So definitely will be some infrastructure changes just because of the growth of the school district. Yeah.
Coach, in Irving, how many athletes did you have?
We probably had over 4,000.
Yeah,
to be honest
really?
With you.
Wow.
Yeah.
In three high schools, 4,000. How many are here now?
Middle school, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, with the junior highs. Yes. Okay, so what about here? What's the number now? The last one I heard was 1,700, but it was admittedly kind of – it might have been off because of some multi-sport athletes and that sort of thing.
I think it's a little bit – don't quote me on that, but I think obviously it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
You know, with success comes growth.
That's right.
But with growth comes growth as well.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, we're getting that on both sides, which is great.
Yeah.
Not only in the community growing, but our programs, success sells. And everybody wants to be a part of
it. And if we learned any lesson at all when the current high school opened – I want to say it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 kids showed up on the first day of school, and they didn't even realize they were coming. You know, they just new school, I'll go there. You know, and they just rent an apartment, and here they come. You know, so I have to think that once this, and granted, we're a couple years away at best with this new high school, but once it comes online, there'll be a whole lot more showing up just because they like going, you know, new shiny buildings. So here we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I made this – I say this jovially, and I made the same question to Jerry Hollinsworth, our superintendent, when he was on with us here a while back once the bond had passed. But so are we going to build us a new football stadium? You can't have two schools, right? If you got two schools, you got to have two stadiums, huh?
We have a beautiful stadium.
We do that,
we? Have
we?
A beautiful stadium.
Yep.
That'll be great for our Waxahachie ISD student-athletes.
Yep, exactly.
And we will obviously play those games out of that beautiful stadium.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
So what goes with that? I mean, I guess one is, you know, when you joined Irving, did you see growth there you were there 9 years, you said?
Yeah.
Well, 13.
So 13 total. So you saw going from maybe a two high school to a four high school, you were witnessing that growth because we're still a one high school town. We're going into that. What are things that you've learned in your success that you know that we can anticipate as citizens or, you know, as contributors or just, you know, constituents of the school district? What are some things that are going to be difficult to navigate during that two high school process, maybe from an athletic perspective?
You know, you always just want support from the community. You know, when the boundary lines get drawn and, you know, however that is to be, you know, no matter which school is competing,
yeah,
they're still Waxahachie ISD.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and I get the allegiance and the loyalties, you know, to your campus. But as a community member, I mean, all our kids need support.
Yeah.
They all need, you know, wins are wins. And anytime one of those two campuses wins, Waxahachie wins.
Yeah,
and that's the way.
That's easier said than done, though, because then it's everybody that you get that. I just – how – it's interesting. It's an interesting ride for me because I grew up in a four high school city. And then I move, you know, eventually make my way here some 20, 30 years ago. And I've always loved the single high school concept of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife's from here and all that. But, Coach, I mean, what really, I mean, the pains of the community, like, for instance, like, you know, you got Richards Park. I mean, so both teams are going to play there, you know, or if, you know, track and field and all this other stuff. I don't know what all goes into that. But the reality is, are there things that you as the athletic director have to be conscious of and navigate and have programs in
to create that equality?
Tactics to deal with those things? I mean, how do you deal with those things?
You know, a lot of those.
It's a headache.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it a headache.
I'll call it for you.
You know, a lot of those, they'll just be trial and error, to be quite frank with you, you know. Richards Park, man, what a great facility that is.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that I would say depends on, you know, classifications early, you know. I don't know what that gap's going to be in the two high schools, you know. I know, I think Midlothian, I don't know how long they've opened their second school. They still never have played each other.
Right.
Yet. They still have not competed against each other in football.
At least in football, that's the case. Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. You know, I do know there's going to be some logistical scheduling stuff that we'll get ahead of. Again, I'm used to that with a three high school town.
Right.
But I will tell you this: there'll be a few more football games played at that stadium on Friday night than normal.
Yeah.
And we'll try to offset that again so we can bring some excitement to the community.
Will the new high school, will it start out as like freshman, sophomore only and then and gradually work its way into a varsity schedule?
That is my understanding, but I would not speak to that because I've still, you know, the unknown of that.
I got you.
I would, that's what I heard as well as, but I do not know that to be factual.
I got you. Okay. I've often wondered, I mean, that threshold, you know, it was real difficult, I think, on our voters, because when you have one high school, man, to go to the polls and make that vote to build another one, once you have two, it's easy. You might as well have 12, right? I mean, if that's what you are. I mean,
let me ask the expert
at that point,
excuse me, in studio.
But
it's a piece of cake, right?
I'm not talking about from a managerial standpoint or logistics. I'm just talking about you're finally giving up. You're coming to the realism is, man, like for the native here, right? Well, they went to Waxahachie High School, but, man, their kids might not go to Waxahachie. They may go to Waxahachie Creek. Well, now they're divided, right? And if they are in the same athletic conference or district, they're playing against each other. You know, it's
– Yeah, but that happens.
It happens, but it's real,
though. I grew up with that.
It's very real.
We played in a district, but we had three other teams. I grew up in Pasadena, Texas, and we had Pasadena Rayburn, Pasadena High, Dobie in South Houston.
Right.
And there you go. We just had that. That was in our
PISD. But at some point in Pasadena, they had one high school.
Yeah.
And at that point, they had to make that transition.
Yeah.
Right, Coach?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, that can be a tough deal. You know, do you have thoughts on how to jump out ahead of that or cushion that blow? I mean, you can't cushion it from a poll standpoint. It's voted on. But now, I think it's not only up to our athletic director, but even our – you know, our curriculum director, our superintendent, of course. I mean, we all got to kind of work. And those of us that were on board with the decision, right? I mean, I was on the long-range planning committee and voted to have this thing go to the polls to help cushion that blow, to ease that for those, you know, for those voters. You know?
Absolutely. And you know, I think that's scheduled in 2027.
Yep.
You know, that will be here before we know it.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's my charge as well as other people in the community to because it is happening.
Right.
I've never been through a opening of a second high school, worked in a multi-school district. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be some things that we have to address, you know, not only as a school district, but maybe in the community as well. But as long as we keep it the main thing, and that's our students.
Right, yeah.
And I think if we always just remember the opportunities we are creating with a second high school for our students, we've doubled their opportunities in school district like this.
That's right.
And a lot of kids that may not have had that opportunity in a big multi Allen ISD school district, I think they're almost 8,000 now.
Yeah.
The community did vote that they said they wanted to open the second high school. Right. And I think that it's challenging, but I think it's going to be very rewarding too.
Oh, I agree.
As we move future in WISD, and you know, I know they're building as fast as they can around where I live.
Yeah.
So, but I think you're right. You know, this will be the first and the hardest one to open.
Yeah.
Is always the second one.
That's right. That's right. Well, Dr. Hollingsworth said it perfectly. You know, he goes, man, when you got one high school, guess what? You got one quarterback. You got one drum major. You got one lead in the fine arts play. You know, there's all these ones. You open that second one, it's just what you just said. It opens up all that opportunity for the kids.
So we're here with Coach Brian Rogers, Waxahachie ISD's new athletic director. And Coach, I wanted to just bring up, obviously, you had a important hire today, and hit the news. You know, Dr. Adrian Eglin, if I pronounce that correctly. You want to talk about Adrian?
Absolutely. Dr. Eglin, man, what a fantastic hire we got with Dr. Eglin. He's been in the profession 25 years, wow. 15 of those years as a coach, the last few as an administrator type role. So with the growth of WISD and transitioning from campuses, he's going to be great on my team. Because he can see it in optics. Sometimes I can't even see it. We're both athletic people, but he's been on the admin side of it too. So with the organizational pieces, with the scheduling, he'll be highly involved in our middle schools. You know, that's the lifeline of our programs, to be honest with you, is the middle schools. So came from a winning program. He coached at Denton Ryan ISD.
Oh, wow. I see a connection there.
So, won some state championships there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Kind of like our head football coach.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, okay. I can't wait to get him out in the community. You're talking about a magnet now. Yeah. He's the real deal.
So, what is his role or his title?
He will be the assistant athletic director of WISD.
Right. Cool. Cool.
So what's Dr. Eglin's background? Does he have, obviously, he coached. Did he play the game? And
yes.
Just from whatever, you know, press photo that I've seen, looks like he might have mixed and mingled a little bit.
He actually went to Abilene Christian University.
Oh, there you have
Abilene as well.
How so awesome.
Really super dynamic guy.
Yeah.
You're talking about adding value. He is –
He's from around your parts, Coach.
Right.
Correct?
It wasn't Abilene anyway.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, cool deal. Coach, we are nearing the sports reference we always make is our shot clock, right? But, man, thank you so much for being on. We do have a lot more questions for you, but maybe we'll be a little bit more fair about it next time, and you'll have more than 2 weeks of experience here in Waxahachie before we start hitting you with questions.
I would want to ask one thing, Coach, you know, as we kind of close this one down, but, you know, what do you want Waxahachie to know? I mean, you know, let's say you've got their ear right now, and you will. I mean,
because we have a lot of listeners, thousands, consequently millions, right?
Yeah, you know, our listeners, but this goes into a podcast format too. But I mean, what do you want the community to know about you and about what you bring to the community and what they can do to serve?
Well, that's awesome. Number one, you guys inviting me out tonight. I really appreciate that. Anytime I can be a spokesman or sell our product, which is our kids,
yes, sir.
I'll be happy to do it. But I just want people to know that we're going to take care of kids in WISD. We're going to treat them right.
We're going to provide the best we can for them, and we expect them to be involved in the community outreach in the community. But just know that they're in good hands. We know that that's when we get these young men and young women, that's somebody's prized possession, and we don't take that lightly.
Right.
We know what our role is as a coach. It's more than a coach. It's a mentor. It's a a caregiver. We're here to serve, and I would say that. But I'd also like for the community to know Waxahachie is a great place. We are truly blessed to live in Waxahachie because it's not like this everywhere.
That's right.
I've been a lot of places, seen a lot of school districts. We're in a great place right now, and not to be stagnant. We're continuing to grow, and we're going to continue to build on the foundation we've already laid. The foundation's built, and that's the hardest part, and you guys know that. Now we're going to continue to build and serve and take care of our young men and women in the school district.
Right on.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and welcome to you've lived here a while, but work-wise anyway, welcome to Waxahachie, and we're excited for the years to come for sure. So good deal. You look good in green, I think.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again for allowing me to come speak with you guys.
Anytime, Coach, anytime. Most people don't like talking to us, so we're always looking for guests, right?
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Well, that was Coach Brian Rogers, new athletic director of Waxahachie ISD. And as always, listeners, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. We appreciate Yo-Yo Dave. Thank you for coming back, first off, and and always having our back, because when it comes to
ground level stuff,
to pushing buttons and tweaking and turning knobs, we have no idea how it works in that room.
I can't even get here on
time. We got two buttons and two knobs. That's all we know in this whole radio business. That's Mike, that's what's keeping us from being on ESPN and stuff.
That's exactly what I've been
telling. We just don't know what we're doing, and I fully admit it.
I mean,
the first step to solving a problem is admitting that you got one. But anyway,
Roger that. That's what the problem is.
That's it. So before I part ways with the audience, I'm going to wish my wife safe travel. She headed to Australia, Mikey, halfway around the world.
Oh, good night, mate.
Yeah, good night, Mike.
She's going to go over there
on
and
the
see
Bobby.
Wait, where's she going to go there?
Huh? We got a nephew who's getting married Saturday.
All right.
Yeah.
You're not going?
No, it's a little far from me.
Oh, dang.
At the moment, anyway.
All right. Well,
but hey, on behalf of Mike Fay, on behalf of Yo-Yo Dave, I'm Chad Hicks. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to see you right back here next Monday night at 6 p.m. Tune in, and we'll talk about sports stuff. See you then. Tell them good night, Yo-Yo.
Good night, Yo-Yo!
Listening to the Press Box on KBEC 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, and online at KBEC.com. The Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpets in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpets. Tune in every Monday night at 6 p.m. for the Press Box.